If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, welcome to the Late Night with Seth Meyers podcast. My name is Henry Melcher. I'm a producer at the show. It was yet again a crazy week of news, specifically regarding the Russia investigation. At the beginning of the week, there were questions about whether Robert Mueller's firing was imminent. At this current second, he has not yet been fired. But we did recently learn that Trump's lead personal attorney on the case has resigned. On top of that, Trump is being sued by multiple women. On top of that, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are physically threatening each other. So it was a crazy week, and all of these stories are included in Seth's Closer Look. After the Closer Look, you can hear his conversation with star of Silicon Valley, Thomas Middleditch. And after that, I continue chatting with Thomas Middleditch backstage at Studio 8G. But before we get to that, here's Seth's Closer Look on the crazy week of news.
President Trump's legal problems keep getting worse. Just today, his lead personal attorney in the Russia probe quit. He's being sued by multiple women, and special counsel Robert Mueller is putting together a long list of questions he wants to ask Trump. For more on this, it's time for a Closer Look. If you thought politics couldn't get any dumber, you were once again proven wrong today when the 71-year-old president of the United States and the 75-year-old former vice president of the United States threatened to beat each other up.
What sounds like a locker room feud between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden is escalating. It all started on Tuesday when Biden called out the president over his past crude comments about women.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
Well, this morning, the president tweeted, quote, crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically. And yet he threatens me for a second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe.
This is just what America needs. The thriller in vanilla. The last time I saw two old dudes going at it like that, my local Walmart was down to its last bottle of prune juice. This whole ordeal is embarrassing, not only because it degrades our political discourse, but also because it would never happen. Can you imagine these two actually fighting? It would end as soon as one of them accidentally stepped on his own super long testicles. Also, shame on Joe Biden. You don't have to say you want to fight Donald Trump because we all know you want to fight Donald Trump. When it comes time for someone to fight Donald Trump, I'm sorry, we're just not gonna pick you. We're gonna pick Ronda Rousey. But while Trump is engaged in a verbal battle with Joe Biden, he's also engaged in several court battles with people who are suing him or investigating him. Now, being sued is nothing new for Donald Trump. Before becoming president, Trump and his companies were defendants in over 1,400 lawsuits. Trump's been in more long, drawn-out suits than Steve Harvey. My favorite joke of the night. And just before he took office, he had to pay $25 million to settle a fraud lawsuit over Trump University. a university that's most popular class was likely how to settle a fraud lawsuit. Of course, Trump is already being scrutinized as part of a wide-ranging criminal investigation of his campaign, his ties to Russia, his financial entanglements, and his attempts to obstruct justice. You'd think it'd be hard to add more legal problems to that list, and yet this week Trump has been bombarded by one lawsuit after another.
A former porn star, a former playmate, and a former contestant on The Apprentice, the three women now putting legal pressure on President Trump.
News broke this afternoon that adult film actress Stormy Daniels claimed that she had an affair with President Trump in 2006 was apparently verified by a lie detector test back in 2011.
The New York Times breaking the story that former Playboy model Karen McDougal is suing to break her silence on President Trump.
A court today also has decided a defamation case brought against the president by a third woman, Summer Zervos, can go forward. Zervos accuses the president of sexual assault, and she is suing him for calling her accusations lies.
Wow, following this presidency is like trying to binge watch entire seasons of Days of Our Lives, Law & Order, SVU, and Survivor on three TV screens at the same time. What, the porn star took a polygraph? The playmate has an identical twin? Omarosa got voted off again? But these stories aren't just salacious gossip. In each case, we're talking about potential violations of civil and criminal law. Zervos is accusing Trump of sexual harassment and defamation. And in the case of Daniels and McDougal, the payments could have potentially broken federal election law. In fact, things are getting so crazy, we're actually seeing the legal arguments in these cases play out on TV. For example, as we've told you before, Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, says he made the payment to Daniels without Trump's knowledge. And now Trump and Cohen are going to court to enforce the agreement and sue Daniels for as much as $20 million in damages. And on CNN this week, Cohen's lawyer and Daniels' lawyer actually went head-to-head, and it got heated fast.
You're going to go down in flames on this case. There's no question about it.
I love it when my opponents tell me that.
So he puts in his papers how unethical Michael Cohen is, which I've never even seen in a complaint before. I don't know why you go through this whole ordeal.
Because I meant it.
But guess what?
Because I meant it.
Guess what?
Because I meant it.
If Michael Cohen is such a stand-up guy, where is he?
No.
Where is this guy? He's dodging the question.
He is not dodging the question.
He's dodging the question. He has to hide behind you. Where is this guy?
There are other investigations going on. I knew there was some sort of problem.
No, but where is this guy?
I was wondering what was in that brown envelope.
Where is he?
He's going to come out.
He
can't wait.
Is there anything more soothing than the sound of two lawyers arguing on cable television? They should start selling it as sleep aid tapes, like Sound of the Rainforest. Also, Michael Cohen, might be time to pay for some new headshots. My favorite part, though, is this back and forth about the fact that the contract was drafted in California and is subject to California law.
Why'd you even go through the trouble of bringing this
action? By the way, are you licensed in California?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why don't you go through...
You're not licensed in California?
No, I'm licensed in Washington and New York.
Okay, well, this contract's not being governed by Washington
and New York. Yeah, I read California law.
All of it?
Yeah, all
of it. That's impressive.
Everything. Wow. I read everything, yes.
Are you licensed
in
California? Absolutely not. Okay. Why don't you go through...
No, I'm licensed in Washington and New York.
Okay, well, we're not licensed.
This contract's not... Oh, sorry. Doze off when I listen to that stuff. Also, he says I read everything, like the guy at book club who insists he's caught up with everyone else. I read everything. Christian whips Anastasia, and then when she decides to leave, we're reading Little Women. In fact, Trump has so many legal problems that he keeps having to hire more lawyers while others quit. Just today, his lead personal attorney in the Russia probe, John Dowd, resigned from Trump's legal team. And Trump is apparently having trouble finding people to replace him. Right now, his White House lawyer for the Russia probe is a guy named Ty Cobb, who I think Trump mistook for Wilford Brimley.
Give me the guy from the diabetes commercial.
And he also added a combative lawyer and Fox News pundit named Joseph DeGeneva. Look at this guy. He looks like a boxing promoter who sells fake Rolexes on the side. He looks like he's 100 years behind on his alimony. He looks like he got caught stealing food from the buffet at a strip club. Are you putting shrimp in your pockets? This is from home. I brought this from home. But Trump has reportedly been looking to add more top-tier talent to his legal team. Earlier this week, he reached out to one of Washington's most seasoned and respected litigators to join his team, but got turned down.
The Washington Post reported that the legal team reached out to Ted Olson, who you know is the former Solicitor General in the George W. Bush administration, to join the president's group of lawyers.
However, Olson has rebuffed the offer. As Ted Boutros, one of his partners at Gibson Dunn, said, Olson will not be representing President Donald Trump.
Oh, really? He didn't want to work for Trump? I can't imagine why. That's like asking someone to join the crew of the Titanic after it hit the iceberg. We have an opening for the position of lookout. So, Trump is now involved in three different court battles involving alleged affairs and accusations of sexual harassment. And then, of course, there's the Russia probe. We're now starting to get a clearer picture of what specifically Special Counsel Robert Mueller might want to ask Trump when the two eventually sit down together, and it's a pretty long list.
We are learning for the first time the four main topics that Robert Mueller's team would like to discuss with the president during a potential interview, and they revolve around the president's own actions, including the president's crafting of a statement aboard Air Force One over the summer to miscast his son's meeting at Trump Tower with Russians in June of 2016. Also, the circumstances surrounding that specific meeting in June 2016 and what the president knew about it. Also, the special counsel has indicated that they want to talk about the firings of James Comey, the former FBI director, and Michael Flynn.
So on top of three separate lawsuits, Trump's also going to be asked by the special counsel about collusion with the Russians and obstruction of justice. Trump has so many legal problems, I wouldn't be surprised if we started seeing commercials for lawyers targeted specifically at him. Did you collude with a foreign adversary? Are you being sued by a porn star? Is your name Donald Trump? To call the law firm of DeGeneva and Cobb. We have no standards. Let us help you. This has been a closer look.
Ryan Reese, audience warm comedian for Late Night with Seth Meyers, here with Cordell from Arkansas, who just came from a live taping. This week, we tackle the issue of cyber hacking and the Russian meddling in the election. Does this issue worry you, and do you still feel it's an important issue to discuss?
It does worry me, and I think it's incredibly important. It seems to me that the president's ego and pride has gotten in the way of national security, which should be the utmost importance for him. It's his number one job. So it's really disconcerting to watch that as a citizen.
Do you feel that Russian cyber attacks are an act of war?
So I would first and foremost defer that question to Secretary Mattis, but if he doesn't have a definitive answer on it, I would say it does constitute an act of war. If we are robbed of free and fair elections, then I don't know what much else we have. So fighting for that and guarding that should be paramount to us.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Our guest is an Emmy-nominated actor and comedian you know from HBO's hit series Silicon Valley, which returns for its fifth season Sunday. Welcome back to the show, our friend Thomas Middleton. Welcome back, my friend.
So good to see you.
Welcome back.
I want to say happy birthday. You recently had one.
You're damn straight.
And
I'm now 12 years old. I'm a big boy.
Well, 12... doesn't seem wrong for how you celebrated.
No, not at all.
You went to, what is it called? Pirate's Adventure?
Pirate Adventure Dinner, yeah.
Pirate
Dinner Adventure. It's across the parking lot from Medieval Times.
Gotcha.
Also a favorite staple of mine.
You have been to Medieval Times.
Been to Medieval Times many times.
So you decided to switch it up.
Yeah,
and here
but,
you are
but
on
don't
your
worry,
birthday.
I kept it on brand.
There you go. So...
So
what happens at Pirate Adventure Dinner?
Dinner time, adventure time?
Yeah.
You eat dinner.
Yeah, okay.
You watch some pirates. There's more of a play. There's more of like a story going on, I think, but I couldn't hear anything. It was like they're mic'd up and they're like, it's like mumbling. You're like, what? And at one point they're like, yo, ho, ho, ho. And they're like, okay, we're singing. And there are these brief moments of clarity. Like, at one point, someone had this jewel, and they're like, that's a cursed jewel, and the monster's going to come get us if we have the jewel. And, okay, so you're following, okay, there's a monster involved. And at one point, they name it, and they go, we got to watch out for the Loch Ness Monster. And I was like, whoa, what? Wait a minute. The Loch Ness Monster is the Lake Ness Monster. So either we're worried about Nessie having jumped the confines of land,
yeah,
or for the past hour and a half, we've been in a lake the whole time. And we're following a story of Scottish lake pirates. And I was like, I'm out. I checked out for a minute, and then, like, Nessie comes up through the boat, and I was like, I'm back in. Shiver me timbers, I was wrong.
Is it safe to say you're the only group there that doesn't also have children with you?
That does make me sound like a real creep.
But I like to watch all the youthful enthusiasm of the children there. Bless them. Beautiful, beautiful kids.
Congratulations, another season of Silicon Valley.
Thanks, man.
Very exciting. The show has done such a nice job of advancing the plot every year, but you, it's an HBO show, and you actually, you have a destination and ending of this show that crosses over with another HBO show.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, I guess you have to say spoiler alert.
Okay, oh, because you think this might happen.
Yeah, I've been pitching this every single day to both Alec Berg, Mike Judge, and the creators of Game of Thrones, because what I think should happen is I think at one point, uh-huh, the dweebs on Silicon Valley should code their way to the center of the internet. First, they have to download all the Pentiums and increase their gigabyte size. And then they have a portal that goes into the Game of Thrones world. Okay, hear me out. Shut up. And then we get warped in. And then we just really, I mean, at that point, I've lost, I don't know what will happen, because probably realistically, this will be like Littlefinger's, like, sex boy or something. Like, like, in my mind, I'm a knight. I'm like, me and the hound are like, yeah, back to back, fighting the White Walkers. And we're like high-fiving each other. And he's like, King of the North. I'm like, me too. But realistically, I'm like poisoned victim number two. Yeah. I'm on the screen for like 1 second going, ah, and then I'm done.
Yeah, though, yeah. I guess you don't have a lot of skills to bring to Westeros. But I was very surprised to hear this, that back in the day when you were younger,
yes,
you took Taekwondo classes.
Heck yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Me and that guy.
Me and that guy.
Taekwondo! The forgotten art!
How long did you stick with it? Was this a lifelong endeavor?
No, it was not at all. I got to yellow belt, but in order
that's
to get...
That's the first belt.
That's the third belt.
What comes
before?
Well, it's
the second belt, but in Taekwondo, you get white belt, and
okay,
then white belt, yellow stripe,
yep,
and
yep,
then you might get, like, white belt, two yellow stripes. I forget. But it was always a challenge. Like, even the beginning, you start out kind of like... There's a lot of kicking in Taekwondo, and so there would be a lot of drills, so you'd take these blue mats, like the blue gym mats, and just, like, kick them, and all the guys are like... All the kids who, like, were really tough were just like, yeah, like, wailing on them. And I'm like, okay, I guess you really got to go for it. And I'd hit it, and my foot would hurt. The pads hurt my feet. So I'd be like, ew! Oh, man! This sucks! I like the form exercises, which I don't know if anyone's taken any martial arts, usually a lot of them have forms where you're just like, yeah, like off by yourself kind of practicing. Loved that. Loved the solo one. And then it's like, I like the performance part. Just me and the stage. And then why I quit is because I finally got a yellow belt, right? And I remember getting to the gym. We upgraded from like the basement cafeteria to the gym when you got to yellow belt. And I was like, okay, cool. More space to practice. And then I immediately saw like a huddle of boys, and they were like two boys fighting. And I was like, whoa, what's this all about? And they're like, oh, yellow belt, you start sparring. This is when it gets good. And I was like, oh no. And I turned around and called my mom and got her to pick me up. And that was it.
And was your mom fine with that? Did she embrace it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us. Just a stage full of pussies. You quit too? Me too.
Well, I'm glad it didn't... Ultimately, I'm glad you didn't go down the professional Taekwondo path, because we're very lucky to have you as a performer.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I would have done the crossover.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would have done the John Cena, Rowdy Roddy.
It's not too late.
Yeah, you're right. I'll do the other way. Weird. Middle Ditch joins WWE. Why? His alter ego is Taekwondo Guy. Mr. Yellow Belt.
It's always so great to see you, buddy. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
That was Middle Ditch.
Silicon Valley premieres Sunday on HBO.
Hey, this is Henry from Late Night. I'm here with Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley.
Heyo.
How are you, Thomas?
I'm great. I just finished one of the hottest sets of 2018.
You killed, man.
Everyone's talking about it. Entertainment Tonight did a whole expose on it.
And now you're calming down with the green juice.
Yeah. It's absolutely delicious. Let me give a shout out to this company, Juice Press.
Juice Press.
I like found out they're like owned by the Koch brothers or something. I'm like, no.
Hey, we have to cut this part.
No, it's like Scott Pruitt's personal brand. No.
Scott Pruitt on the side of dismantling the EPA runs like a horrible green like juice company.
Like an organic juice press thing.
Yeah.
It's all about like kale and pineapple.
Yeah. Mm. I wanted to ask you about something I did not know about you till today.
Okay.
You're a pilot.
I'm an official private pilot license holder.
How long does it take to get your pilot's license? Why did you want to get your pilot's license, and how? What's the process of getting it?
Well, I wanted to get my pilot's license because I've had a long-standing love affair with aviation.
Wonderful.
It started in my late teens when I kind of got into like military history and conflicts and whatnot, and then immediately into dogfights and pretending, wishing I was like a Spitfire pilot defending the cliffs of Dover from the wily Hun and the Luftwaffe, the scourge of Hitler's army. Anyway, so I would like, I was like a big flight simmer. This should come as no surprise. I'm a computer dork.
Yeah,
and
checks out.
I like, yeah. Yeah, don't need to do any research to back that up. So I had like a pretty hefty.
Wait,
like,
hold on a second.
Yeah. What, something doesn't fit. So I have a whole hefty flight sim setup. But, you know, finally I had the means and the will. I actually tried a few years ago, but motion sickness turns out is pretty severe for me. And this time around, I made a New Year's resolution. Well, 2 years ago, I made a New Year's resolution saying, I'm going to try for as long as I can. And it took, like 2-3 months of really only going up for like 15 minutes at a time.
Really?
And then like, having to stop. And actually, the day that I said to myself, look, if this doesn't get better today, I think maybe I'll just be like a computer pilot, like a virtual pilot, and take that like more seriously for some reason. Like by my
What does it mean to take that more seriously?
Well, like, you know, instead of spending like the like full disclaimer, like becoming a pilot is not unattainable, but it is kind of expensive.
Sure.
It's like, you know, 10, 12 grand to get your license. Like a chunk. So I was like, well, I could stop that and like spend 10 grand on a virtual like 8 monitor projection, you know, and just be like, that's my time. But as it happened that day, my brain kind of figured it out and I got considerably less prone to it. So my instructor was right. It does go away.
That's fantastic. And then you travel around like kind of the West Coast. You post on Instagram, you're like national parks. It's amazing the places you get to see.
Well, as someone who travels a lot on, you know, major airlines, you don't realize that there's all these like hundreds and hundreds of tiny little airports scattered around the world, really, and especially America. And all these little airports bring you into some pretty cool places. Like some of them are private and like out in the legit middle of nowhere. And then, you know, for example, I went to an airport near Zion National Park, which is incredible. It's a perfect reminder of why we actually need to protect our lands and fund national parks, which goes against the current administration's wishes of destroying the planet because they're Captain Planet villains. Yeah. I think Captain Planet would be... I wish our five powers can combine and summon him now. But anyway, yeah, it gives you... aviation can really quickly bring you into connection with... the wonderful world of Earth, and it's given me even more appreciation for it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and plus it's cool to like fly and learn all the rules and like know about airspaces and you know, it's like a little bit of a. I'm not in school anymore, but I kind of had to go to self-imposed school. It's cool. It's like an accomplishment. So,
you were talking about like your interest in like computer gaming and aviation, that type of thing.
Yeah,
you have. Many techie nerdy interests, as you would say.
Yeah, sure.
Does that help when you're on a show like Silicon Valley, having like tech interest on a show, or is the tech world so different than what you kind of grew up on?
Well, yes and no. Like for example, Zach Woods on the show,
he is really
anti-tech.
Really?
Growing up, he always says this, so I'm not speaking out of turn, but growing up, he and his dad shared an email account. Like, he's not on any social media. He's kind of just like, he doesn't need technology in his life. And he's fine. He never seems like he's lost on the show. We have consultants on there, and also you got to remember we're actors and we just say the lines.
Yeah.
But I definitely, especially when we get into like deep divey kind of math stuff, I never really understand it, but I do like getting walked through it because I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I think I get that.
Right.
I think I get it. It's neat for me.
There's a full event going on behind us.
Oh, really?
we're in the hallway
there's all these,
behind
like,
late night.
People
kind of
dressed
like,
up.
Well, let me just say, I love the show. The new season is so great.
Thanks,
it's
bro.
So funny. You're so great in it. And yeah, it's been so fun to watch it. I love it.
Yeah, watch really it. When are we launching this podcast episode?
This podcast today.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, well, then watch
tomorrow,
it.
Tomorrow, which is Friday.
Well, then watch Silicon Valley on
this Sunday night.
Yeah,
on
March 25th.
March 25th.
10 p.m. If you want to watch it live. You can always subscribe to HBO Now or HBO Go and watch it at your own leisure.
Thomas, thank you so much.
Cool,
this
man.
Is really fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.